Attorneys for Pennsylvania State Senator Larry Farnese are preparing for battle. It comes after federal prosecutors indicted him yesterday for allegedly buying the support of a Democratic Party leader in 2011. The case raises the question, when is a political favor a crime? The U.S. Supreme Court has a pending case dealing with the issue, and Farnese's attorneys think the outcome could affect their case. Details from WHYY's Bobby Allen.
The Supreme Court case Farnese's legal team is excited about deals with former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. He was convicted after receiving lots of money and gifts from a businessman who wanted a seat at the table. And the guy did get the meetings he wanted, but the former governor never told any officials what to do. And as former federal judge Nancy Gartner said on Slate's Amicus podcast, that distinction makes a huge difference. She uses the hypothetical of Mrs. Jones being the business person looking for access.
Talk to Mrs. Jones. I think she has something interesting to say. Or talk to Mrs. Jones and do what she said. Right? You can think of all sorts of comments along that continuum.
Justices on both sides of the political aisle seem skeptical that urging people to talk, even after receiving some money, should be a crime. Farnese, meanwhile, is accused of sending $6,000 of campaign money to Bard College to help a committee woman's daughter do a study abroad program. Prosecutors say that after that, she supported Farnese to become a ward leader. That committee woman, Ellen Chapman, was also indicted.
Is this such a problem issue that the federal government ought to poke its nose in it?
Former federal prosecutor Peter Vera says this kind of bribery case isn't always clear cut.
One prosecutor in Connecticut may decide that this type of a case is worth prosecuting, and somebody in Arizona may say no.
In a statement, Farnese's attorney says politics in the real world is based on relationships and favors, and the feds, they're just trying to criminalize well-accepted political activity. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.